Much, ma. Were you blessed?
It's easier for you to tell people, don't fornicate. Don't do this. Don't do this. But I know that if people know how to walk in love, all those things stop. If they know, and we have to empower them to do that. Hallelujah. So thank you so much, ma. There's so much spirit. So I'm under heavy anointing. Lily, I didn't want to come and do this review. I was thinking I'm going to allow one of the son in the house to do it. But I'm just checking my spirit about that. Why every other thing that are not love will fail is because they cannot measure up to standards of God. While natural affection will fail, they can't measure to God's standard. They can't measure to God's parameter, which is the maternal love. Or love, as a maternal love, the next love that people believe is strong is between siblings. You know, siblings, especially there are siblings that are very, 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 very close. Very close. But I can tell you, we receive a warning, and it's good for us to know this. You know, some people, whenever you have something, the first people they think that they give their things to is to give it to their blood people. They have a car, is their blood. They have a shoe, is their blood. Or is their relative. I can tell you, it's good though. But you better for you to train yourself and set yourself in righteousness. Where some people, they have family in their house, but they don't have brethren with them. I don't say you are turning with fire. It's not good. You must assess because it's easier for you. It's a natural thing. But for you to break free or stretch you, I have my son brought to me. It took almost 10 years before Pastor Lilia got to know that Tomiwa is not my wife's younger brother. I know a lot of people don't believe it. It took 10 good years. Tomiwa has been staying with me since 2009. That's it. So this should be 14 to 15 years now. 14 plus. And naturally, Tomiwa is from Ogun State. So people thought it's my wife's brother. In fact, Tomiwa and one of my wife's brothers almost resemble. They look alike. People know the first time Pastor Lilia got to know that it's not my, because everybody felt that you always have your either your wife's sibling or your own sibling with you. And it's good for you to train yourself with this thing because it's not easy. Because you can think you have the love until when they bring brethren to your life. Where you have to pay school fees. Yes. You have to pay school fees. You have to clothe them. You have to think about them. You have to think about them. You have to make plans for them. You know, I was talking to our parent in the Lord. You see, one of their sons is getting married. They are almost the one foot. They are doing a lot to make sure. And they have been doing that for a lot. Some of their, you know, their daughters that are married. And so what I'm saying that is a training for you. We must go through this training because I can tell you, in the next 20, 30 years, all this natural affection between siblings will be under a lot of threat. Except siblings that are born again, and not just born again alone, and have been fed by the sincere milk of the word. Because if you don't receive sincere milk of the world, you can't love all the saints. You need sincere milk of the world. Not just if what you are fed with religion, you are not going to be able to. There will be competitions among siblings. There will be competition among siblings. There will be a lot of competition among siblings, you know. And not just how much more we are in the light. That would say darkness shall cover the head and gross darkness the people. Why you must also learn in love is that some of your brothers, the Lord will give them natural help. God will give some of your siblings, your brother natural help. They will have means to resources. There are means to think. And one of the things God, if you're not train yourself where you know that your love you have will fail. You can find the brother that you are more smarter than. In fact, you came out with first class. And eventually things were charming for you. Even, you might be the one that even assisted. Eve came with him, just managed to come up with first class. But because when it comes into physical graces, God deal me jolly with art. God deal me jolly with heart. God deal with me jolly with art. Outside art, also God deal with graces. It's not because the person is spiritual more than another person. God look at the heart. Like for example, if God's God is so is liberal, God will likely more resources to the person than others. If his God is so is more liberal. God will like more resources. Especially when the person is learning the thing, God knows that if I commend it to this thing, the person will not hijack it. He won't corner it and just be enjoying it to his family. That when he will remember that his daddy about to celebrate 60th birthday, he need to go and buy a car for his father. It's not. I'm not saying that you should not buy a car for your father. Don't hang. But you can see that mind. When he finishes using the car, he will go and give it to their last born. Why do you bother? What's okay? What school do you say you are? This is your unit last safe. Come and carry it. My wife, I bought a new car for my wife. Come on and carry it. I'll leave that one. You'll be able to carry it up and down. He is not even thinking of his brother that are married that don't have means of transportation. So it's good for us to be very, very discerning to know that we must, that because natural love will keep failing because they don't meet God's standards. God's standard is very, very high. God parameters and God yardsticks are very, very high. So natural affection cannot measure up to those things. Amen. And it's also why we must also know that natural God's love, God's life, God's love, or the love that we are talking about is born of the Spirit. That's why the fruit of the Spirit is love. So, yeah, and if it's born of the Spirit, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Natural affection is born of the flesh. But God wants us so we can see that affection is born of the flesh. It's not born of the Spirit. And we need that which is born of the Spirit to have life. Ever say, when I have love, is I have life. When you have love, it's life. Love is life. When you see the book of John, when you have love, you have light. Say that, church. It's easier for you to know someone has light. Check his love work. And say, I'm walking the light. Simply, I'm walking in love. So that's how you know you have light. You don't say you have light when you are not walking in love. So it's very important for us to know that he's born of the Spirit. And that's why we can't talk about life in the Spirit without talking about love. Because it's born of the Spirit. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. They are what he bears. So you forget, you can't say, I'm living life in the Spirit. It's not closing your eyes and praying. It's not speaking in tongues. It's not falling down, anointing, anointing. It's not having hush everywhere. It has to do with how much exercise I'm able to bring my soul into, how much love. And love is how much can I easily forgive and forget. How much can I easily forgive and forget? How much allowance can I have people offend me and I don't hold it against them? That's his love. How much room can I give to people? That's how much love you have. That's so that it can't fail. How much room can you give to people? People can offend you. You can warn them. You can correct them. You can even scream. But you don't ever shut. Don't ever close door against God's people. Especially when they have room for repentance. When they beg you, when they ask forgiveness. Joker starts to say, how many times should I forgive my brother? Telling you, he said in a day, 70 times 7. So long as they are coming for forgiveness, you should never cut them off. And they are not remorseful. They are not meek. That's the only time that... And it's not that you just decide. You stay in prayer for the Lord to cut those people off. The Lord has. God has done it many times. Where the Lord will cut off. Because you know that you don't want to do it. Something will just carry somebody. Somebody, you have been correcting. The person will just carry his bag and go away. And even when he's going away, you are begging him, don't go now, don't go now. Don't go now. And the person will go. And anybody that have gone, you want to come back and I say, so you can't come back because you have gone. The guy was begging you not to go. We saw Jokers did it. Jokers, Lord, Judas Iscariot. But that guy went. He left. I would say, and he left. So you can use love. Someone that is turned want to change. You use, love must be the one that takes the person away. Love is a powerful force. It's a very strong force of life. And because the life that we are professing is a life that, why? Love, when you see love, is that it abides. Love, well, yeah, it abides. That's why the life of the Spirit is abiding life. It's a life that what that is enduring. It's a life that remains. God wants us to live forever. One of the things you're going to take from this other side of life is love. You will drop your earthly suit, but you'll go well with your love. You will leave your car that you have decided to give to your sibling. You leave that your suit, that your Italian shoe that you bought, that set that you refuse to share it. You will leave it behind. One day you will leave them behind. But you are going to, you go with love because it's a nature. When that nature, what? You go with it. It's your inheritance. Love is your inheritance. In essence, why that love is a commandment? No, love is a commandment. Why love is a commandment? You must practice it. Doing love, practicing it, don't say, I don't have the nature of love. So, no, that's why they make sure love is a person and they teach the revelation and understand the person. So, to hear, say, go and do likewise. You heard that? Everybody say, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. And each time you do likewise, you alter your gene. You know, they talk about love is a genetic. Just like natural affection is genetic. Natural affection is in your gene. Likewise, so that natural affection is genetic, is an ability, a capacity for a mother. But Isaiah said, can a mother forget the child of Amisa? It's possible. It's possible. People have done that before. I've not seen many people that have gone to, they go and drop their children. We are in America, people are bought anyhow. They are on the road of America because they are against pro-life. Because some people prefer that if I want to abort, I abort. And it's not that life is in threat. I understand maybe when the life of the mother is in threat, maybe I know that occasion like that. Okay, the doctor has strongly advised it. Although that does not mean if you have faith, I feel that faith can override certain things. When there's faith, and someone is able to hear the spirit. But if paravention is strong medical grant that had to do with health complication. And even medicine is advancing that sometimes they can even remove as early as well, remove the child from the womb and put them and use alternative to raise those things. So we see people that are doing those things and fretting themselves because of that. So we must know that one of the things you're going to take from this other side is that love. That's why you must do it. You must do it. Love is not what you do when it's convenient. When it's not convenient, it's no longer love. Love must be sacrificial. I know we are still going to come into those things. We must exercise ourselves in so much love until our nature is utter. Say, nature is utter. Nobody that cannot love. There's nobody that cannot love. If you are not loving, it's not because you can't love. It's because you have not exercised yourself. Love is an exercise. Love is a practice. You keep doing it. Nobody does love and is feeling like it. But you have to do it and do it until it becomes your main nature. And the other one is become secondary. You are less. And that is it. Amen. So we must know that we must keep loving and keep loving. So love is a spirit life. We have said that. And just like natural affection, also, you also have his genetic abilities, genetic attributes, capacity, and a nature of love. I love what Pastor Missy spoke about husband and wife. One of the reasons why brothers and sisters that are not married, you should strive to marry someone, a believer, and not just a believer, someone that has obeyed God in love work. In love work. Part of love works, sometimes it's ability for a married lady that submit under authority. Because when you learn to submit under authority is to train your love work. It's part of God. God uses it. Because it's not easy to be under authority. And love the authority that God put you under. Because authority that God put you under, sometimes we do this many, many times. Not sometimes. We do many decisions that does not, you don't like it. If your spiritual authority does everything you like, then you need to check it. Spiritual authority, because Satan will not set an authority, and Satan will set you against spiritual authority. Because authority is only designed to offend God, to make things that make you to stumble in you. What did I say, church? Yes. Things that want to cause an occasion of offense to God, that will not allow you to enter the kingdom. Spiritual authority will always go in a decision that we're going to. Don't our pastor, the pastor does not have human feeling. Pastor does not do this. Or not only your pastor, your spiritual head, your service head, assistant, we made this show. Or yeah, let us come for choir practice 3 times in a week. Those things we offend. But what do you want to do? They want to grow the nature of love. You must know that. That every inconvenience, say that, church, brethren put on you, every inconvenience, that social issue of love that God ordered to come to you is to grow nature of love in you. No seed bear fruit where he's smiling. Fruit bearing comes with a lot of pressure. Eats when you plant a seed on the ground. So you must know that if you have a child or a brother that are difficult to love, is to grow nature of love in you. You have difficult bosses at work, is to grow your nature of love. Nature of love does not grow by smiling. God will train you to love those who are unlovable. And God will train you in that. And it's good for the heart to be well exercised in that. Because it's the nature of the outreach within you. They want us to be like our Father who is in heaven. And there's a beautiful thing they said there that we must know that one of the major things that God gave, why God gave marriage, he said it in Corinthians, is to make both one. To make both one. No, Mama said it. To make both one where one in Christ. Not in themselves, in Christ. Because by marriage, you all join into one. Because all of us, we are not one. We are scattered. Every man is scattered. Maybe I'm 500. That's why, yeah. But it will take love work to be to gather me and put me together. Because I will have to let down of my preferences. I will have to let down of from the choice of who I want to marry. If you have asked Pastor Mrs. if she have loved to marry me, I don't think she would have loved to marry me. Because I was not a promising young man. I want to marry a promising sister, a promising brother, a promising. Every promise is after the promise of eternal life, our first promises. For this is the promise he has promised us, even eternal life. So we must know that there's no promising brother, there's no promising sister. I'm so glad, in having interaction with a few of my young people. And I now know that truly God is working on us. God is working on us. It's comforting to just as some people discourages you, but you also have, God also brings some to encourages you as a pastor. Yes, God does it. I was having conversation with some of my sons, and what they were saying, I was saying, wow. So then some of them were telling me, the Lord have told me that I have to marry a sister that's older than me. I said, wow. I say, Lord, I thank you. Because God gave me that instruction as a commandment. And I knew that it's not, I was listening, I could see the deep conversation of the Lord within their hearts. And I knew that it must be the Lord that is doing those work. You see, how the Lord painted it to me. There's a way the Lord painted it to me. I remember, where was I that year? I was not in Nigeria. I remember where I was. I was outside the country. I can't remember the country, but I know I was somewhere where the Lord painted it to me. The Lord, it was like a picture. I just saw a sister on which That's what I saw. I remember, I can remember that picture where the Lord was dealing with me in my heart. The Lord told me, the Lord said, do you know, you should be so raised in your Lord walk. You know, God's servant has told one of his friends, say, even if he's delayed, does not have leg. She was on the way, the Lord told me, you know, I'm a father to my daughter, and I'm a father to you. And as a father, there is issues of life that happen to people, and they feel that they are disadvantaged. And I want to prove to her that I'm a father. I love you. Although say I love, yes, a singer, I love you. But we didn't know sometimes Satan has done a terrible work. He says something hiding somewhere. He's hiding. He's hiding somewhere. She knows that I believe God. The Lord loves me. But that thing is, you know, there's nothing that can reach the place. There's something. And God said, can you let me love my daughter? I want to show her that I love her. Can you let me love her? You see, where you are, because body is nothing. Body just house. This house. Because you can even be married, we pray God to keep us. Something can happen in marriage. Many things happen in marriage. Many things happens. We are all, it's only God's mercy and goodness we have been enjoying. God has been faithful to us, but there are things that can happen. You can marry a lady that is very, very straight, figure eight, always thin. And something just happened, a domestic accident, and fire got burnt. And she lost her part, disformity. Pastor Mrs. had a friend, I didn't know her, but on their group, she finished together. She had been doing fine when she was young, but at a particular age, she had this lupus with a child. The guy left her, the husband. She had the lupus. She's late now. She died. Left her. Things happen. When she married her, she must have married her with a dangling hand and a beautiful damsel. But things happen. That you marry one now, that, you know, I'm not saying anybody will be sick, but things happen. It happens. I have little time I'm married, I've gone through things that I didn't plan to gather, and I don't still know what lies ahead. I don't know what the lies are. I don't know how the Lord have designed my path. But one thing that we must know, that's why, young people, you must so grow up that you are not thinking, you must be aged in way of seeing life. You have to be aged. We even have people that say, I can't marry a lady because, you see, do you believe in the power of the gospel? You feel that the power of the gospel is bread for redemption. You know, you are going to have, God will bring prostitute that are committing abortions. Like Pastor Mommy Ellie was not talking about, remember? That pastor was afraid for that brother. But that sister believed, and she had never moved. But she became, and just with the prophecy, we are going to have, even if she doesn't have that believing, you know, God will want a brother as a virgin to marry. So, and everybody in the church, you know, that sister, if I went to go and do it, I don't want to go to go and brought them to. And she stayed, and she began to love the Lord. I know that a lot of brothers will just say, oh, but my debe, yo. Because you don't know who you go meet. I will say, that's your wife. Sorry, sir. Man was an unbeliever. We have entered there. But you know something, my mind saying Christ is a new creature. Look at that woman who came to Jesus because she met at the way. You see, may the Lord make all. Oh, these are what they call, these are what sons of God are like. Sons of God are redeemer, they are saviors. I would say, Savior shall rise in Zion. Savior shall rise in Zion. If you know where the Lord took me from, I know you guys are saints, but I'm not a saint. Me, I'm a sinner. I'm a chief of all sinners. You guys are too big. You are saints. The way you're looking on your face are just clean. You are too clean people. Me, I'm not a saint. I've only found mercy. And God had kept on showing me mercy and grace. How the Lord will train you. Sometimes you what your Lord what will tell you to show mercies. Some people don't deserve your mercy because of what they have done hurts you, but you need to show mercy. They are all exercise of love to train you in love. So to walk in the spirit is not to fulfill the lust of the flesh, but is to live life in the spirit. And young people, there was a time that came, an interpretation that we should be careful of strange fires in our bosom. But God wants to really give us pure fire. And ladies, young, you must know that it's good to possess our vessel in sanctification. There's a reward for it. And there's a reward for it. There is a reward for it. We cannot go around defiling God's temple. You cannot go around. And it's not only sexual intercourse alone. Pornography, masturbations. You know, a lot of celebrities are in celebrities, but they are fake. They say they are celebrities, but they use sexual toys. And they say they are not having, it's not sexual toys. They said you have sex. And it's good for us to be well trained in our love walk because there's a lot of blessings in those things. Ever say a lot of blessings? Please, I beg us, keep yourself. Substance abuse is not only drugs. Substance abuse. Coca-Cola can be a substance abuse. Yes. Sugar can be an abuse. Can be a substance abuse. Because it will have effect on your body. Some of us, it's too much bread. We hate bread more than anything. Please. You find the root section. They was writing to Thessalonian church. He said, concerning brotherly love, I don't need to write to you again. He said, let brotherly love continue. And concerning brotherly love, I don't need to write to you again. For you yourself, I've known. For you yourself are taught of God. Say, taught of God. To love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. If you have any issues, you know, I'm talking about brothers, sisters, some sisters, maybe you grow up in all girls' schools. You have issue with perverted sexual orientation. Nobody is born gay. Nobody is born lesbian. In short, it's something that is wrong with the brain. It's true. Something is wrong with the brain. Spirit is attacking the brain. You know, it's a sickness. It's a sickness. You know, it's sort of a dumb. All this trans, a lot of it. He said he can't do it again in America. He said he can. What happened really is that it's a mental health challenge. And some of them are not mental are because of habitual disobedience. You see, look at me, my brothers. One of the reasons why you should obey God and don't dabble into you, don't dabble with that. If you keep doing something, you are going to tamper with your gene. And when you give it to your children will inherit what you should not inherit. Your gene. Because, you see, even there's some things that science has proven that maybe a mother that is listening to music, listening during pregnancy, the children start rising to rhythms. If you send a wave, that listening to music can send a wave to a blood, to a child, hormones, Because it's the hormones that is reacting like that. It can, the child can be excited by listening to music. That if children that parents that maybe they listen to movies that are music that are very soul music, they say the child is calm. Those who listen to there'll be a lot of scientific things that they are making. Don't you think that if you watch pornographic, it won't have effect on the child? You think it won't have. And those things are stored because nothing disappeared. They store them up in the gene, in the soul gene. They store every information, they store in the soul gene. And you have to go through a lot of washing to wash some of those things. And sometimes, if you have not washed those things, that's why sometimes God gives rooms to some of us, you know, when we begin to come into life that can bring for washing, to first of all allow them to clean us because of what we have on our inside. Because we aren't going to give those children a lot of excessive things. Sometimes I see my son, Bezalel, I see him exhibiting some of my traits. I said, this boy, why is this one you're going to go and pick? Out of all of the one, though. You didn't see this one to pick. Is this one you went to go? And it's not about soul. You don't tell soul what you should pick. They just picked. You will pick like that. Sometimes a child can go and pick your grandfather. You go and pick a gene. You go and pick. Not only you go and pick a soul trait. In your fourth generation, one day, but father is giving to idolatry. So that's why we must obey God. We don't know when we obey God. We don't know what we are breaking in our soul gene. We don't know abilities that we are being broken. And when we obey God, abilities that we developed. If your child grow up in an environment that is love, you love brethren, they see the way you love the brethren, they see that you don't talk brethren behind their door. It's not that when you close the door, you start slicing the pastor. And it's like, don't you see pastor and his wife? Eh? And your children are there, they are listening. They are talking about brethren. They know that you are an evil worker. They will never grow up and love the brethren. Was a man swear sharip. Bible cannot be faulted. It will take mercy for the Lord to interrupt the life path of that child. It will take mercy. Your child does not see you loving the brethren. If God does not see your child, your child does not see you what going extra mile for the brethren or having brethren in your house. Your child does not see you what sacrificing even when they have their needs. You prefer to give the needs of their brethren to your brethren. Your children must grow up and see those kind of examples. They must see example that you share your space, you share things, you know. And when they grow up like that, to follow the Lord, you don't need to preach. They don't need your preaching. They could see. Train up a child the way it should go. When they grow, it shall not depart from it. They won't do bad. Because they can see it. They can see the way they grow amidst other brethren. They see, and you are treating them like every other brethren. You don't need special Bible study for them. You may need for the particular age. But they just go, they just blend. Because they're also brethren. They know this is a brethren life. And they just blend. They just live their life like that. Because that's how they grow up. They grow up in that sense. And they just go and you could pray for them and commit them to the Lord to take them from there and establish them further in light. Please, let's listen and read. Let's exercise ourselves in that. God really, really, really wants to help us and build up an everlasting inheritance for us. God wants to, if there's any legacy you want to leave a legacy of love work. What did I say, church? Leave a legacy of love work. That's the best legacy man can leave behind. The legacy of love work. Leave a legacy of love work. Let love work be archived in your gene. That three generation, four generation, they keep partaking of that legacy. Your legacy should not be that you have land in Balenia land. Because you can give land to your two generation. After the third generation, they just say, we no more land. They sell it off. And they use this money to, they give the money to mission work. They have gone. And the other one can't be done. You have thought that you are trying to buy land for children. And they're not interested in the children. But when you obey God, you deal with your gene, you give it to children unborn. Those ones, they abide it. Not abide it. When you do charity, you abide. You have something in your soul that abide, that you transfer to next generation. That in that generation, take it away. Keep on taking it. And you have given them an inheritance that money cannot buy. You have given it to them that if you give all the wealth of the earth for you, you'll be utterly despised for what you have given to your children. Let's model love for them. Let's model brotherly love. Love that are not sentiment. Love that are not that endure. May the Lord strengthen us. And when you have error, please repent. Let's repent. Anytime we speak about love, you cannot meet up. You must be found guilty. No time there is standard of love that you will find yourself. If you mark yourself right, then you don't know love. You still have V in your mind. As Pastor Bisi was just saying, I was just seeing my lack. I have not loved my wife as I ought to love her. I have not loved Bezalel as I ought to love them. I have not loved my sons and my daughter what in the house as I ought to love them. I have not loved Pastor Peter the way I need to love her. I have not loved my pastor. I have not loved you the way I ought. I said, God, you need to help me. It's just that it's just only me alone. I have to love all this one beautiful and beautiful son and purity daughter. I said, God, you have to enlarge my heart like the heart of Solomon. Amen. Because to love different color. That way, you know, Solomon is a lover. I can't marry. To even love two is difficult. Let alone to love. Solomon must love 1,000 women. With their, he loved them and loved them with their idols. That's a powerful man. His name is called Jedidiah, the beloved. May the Lord, may we bear that name as the beloved. You know, that was the story in the book of Solomon. It was the song, the beloved and the love. We are talking to each other. And by their song, they brought many daughters of Jerusalem and many other noblemen. To by their song, he said, "Why? What make your beloved different from other beloved?" He said, "No, this one is different." He was just describing his art, the kind of art that the Lord has blessed him from. Can we respond to the Lord? Let's just say, Lord, we receive mercy. Oh, we receive mercy. We receive grace. Thank you, Son of God.